Blog Talk Radio.
Happy day, everyone. This is Deanna Canada with What Black Women Really Think. And today's episode of What's Tea, we're going to be talking with local landlords, landlord-tenant affairs, and how we can form better relationships between, you know, tenants and landlords and some of the issues that, you know, are going on today. So how are you doing today, ma'am? Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Aramina Reed, R-E-E-D.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining me today. This is basically just, you know, a quick live regarding the different issues that we all face in housing. So you happen to be a landlord, right?
That's right, I am. And we're all not facing this, okay? I'm consenting to talk because I'm facing this. And I think that anybody else who has a mom and pop business running property is facing this. I'm a single woman, I guess you could tell I'm a black woman. I'm a single woman I work for LA County and retired disabled maybe about 10 years ago. And since then, I have like a couple of properties on the same property, a couple of houses on the same property. And the thing that's at me right now is that I've got a black man who's an accountant, and he is not renting, he is in my place. He has been in there 8 months and not even trying to pay me rent. He's not even trying to pay me rent. I can't even pay my utilities behind this man, you know? And the thing I can't understand is why you won't pay your rent. Isn't that number one thing to do, to pay your rent? You know, to have a place to stay? But no, because of the laws that's out here now that I've been told have been developed through a lot of Mexican groups, okay, that don't want to pay their rent. Whereas I can't get any rent. I've got to wait a certain length of time. He has to owe me at least $3,000, which would be maybe at least 2 months before I could even file against him. He could say I did all kinds of things. My place was immaculate. My place is very nice. And then he put a dog in my place without my permission. All right. In order for me to get that dog out of there, I got to go in there and take him and that damn dog out of there myself. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame because I don't have no sisters. I don't have no brothers. I'm not single. I don't have a husband or nothing. So I've got to deal with this myself. It's unfair. It's very unfair, you know, for them to get away with like that and for black people to do it to each other. They don't want us with nothing anyway. You know, how can you just do that? Where's your culture, your sense of culture, you know, or sense of right? You know, I'm very upset about this because I can't pay my utilities. I'm getting notices left and right. You know, he had water running back there, and I didn't even know it. And the water company sent a letter to me telling me something is wrong because my water bill is way up. I finally got somebody to go back there. I had to pay to fix it. I had to pay and still have to pay the bill. It's not fair. It's just not fair. I worked, 34 years for L.A. County in order to be able to have me a retirement. This is my retirement. All I need is him to pay his rent. That's all.
So did you notice there was any warning signs that he was going to start, like, not paying his rent or he didn't lose his job?
You know what? I did. He talked to me about, he told me, he said, well, you know, there are people that's going around not paying rent for a year. He said, I haven't done that with you yet. That's what he told me. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said he was talking about the pandemic hold, you know, when they were doing the pandemic, they were holding people from getting evicted. I believe that might be what he was mentioning, but that's out. That's over with.
Well, yeah, it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hasn't paid me in 8 months.
Okay. So
he was telling me that he could do the same thing, and right at that time he wasn't doing it. That's all he was telling me. I don't think he was no consideration nowhere of the pandemic or nothing. You know, it's just another way of stealing. As far as I'm concerned, he's stealing.
So where did he get that information from?
From everywhere.
From everywhere?
Everywhere. Anybody that has anything to do with rental.
You got information that he couldn't pay rent for a year from everywhere?
Pretty much. It's in the news. All the people you... I watch it. I watch it. In the way of the news where people are all the landlords that's not getting paid, and people are talking about how they haven't paid rent in about a year. I've heard them mention myself.
Because that's not something that's routine. So that's why I went to the pandemic, because I do know what I'm talking about sometimes.
Uh-huh,
and what
yeah.
I'm saying is that's where that idea stems from.
The idea, yes, but the general idea, the initial idea to start to do this or to be able to do this came from that, and then it picked up from that on, where they feel that they can get away with that, because as a landlord, you can't do nothing. You can't hardly do it. You can't even file a person owe you $2,000. You can't even file until they owe you over three. That's another whole month.
So is it
I pay every month. I got to pay every month.
So is rent control affecting that, him being able to move out, or are you taking legal action against him?
Yeah, I'm taking legal action, yes. I've got a sister that's paralegal that's helping me. With that a little bit, you know, as much as she can, you know, but she still told me, even though we just filed, that he has at least another 2 or 3 months. That's going to be like almost a year of not paying me rent before they can get him out of there. And then he's probably going to fight and say something crazy, I don't know, in order not to get out of there. You know, it's just bad. It's just bad. It makes me want to cry because it's so unfair. It's unfair. I haven't done anything. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything wrong. I've been respectful to this man. He's an accountant. Mm-hmm.
That's messed up. I am so sorry you're going through this. Like, I really am, because that's not really right. And then you being, you know, a lady and him being a male, you don't want to go and let it get into anything that is not, you know, conducive to, you know, a positive situation. So it's like, it's really wrong for him to, you know, do that. And what I was saying earlier about something we all deal with, I meant housing. You know, whether you're on the landlord side or whether you're on the tenant side, you know, unless you want to be homeless, you're going to be having to deal with it on one side or the other. And so for other tenants, you know, out there, just, you know, be thoughtful of, you know, the people that took time to give you a chance and moved into their property and they decided to, you know, share, you know, their environment with you, and do the right thing. So that way you don't mess up your credit, you don't, you know, mess up what's going on in your life trying to be slick, because, you know, you knew if you wanted to eat and go to McDonald's, you're going to pay them right then and there. So you should think that way. Rent should be a high priority in everyone's life who wants a place to live. So, yeah, I'm really sorry that that's happening for you right now. And like, there is a couple of solutions that, you know, I think, you know, me and you have spoke before, and we have talked about how people, you know, in some places they do cash for keys and stuff like that, where they'll offer them, you know, something, the next month's rent or something. But because this gentleman is so far behind, you know, he owes you actually so much. And, you know, it might also be something to take him to civil court, too, because He's, you know, I mean, civilly too, he's breaking a contract. So, you know, then also, you know, you mentioned the GoFundMe, you know, to support you, you know, because, you know, it's something that a lot of people can utilize when they're dealing with you know, complications. And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's someone else who's not really taking their care, their responsibility, and then it's affecting you as a landlord. And then, like you said, as a black woman and dealing with another, you know, black person, you would want to continue that relationship, you know, and be like, okay, well, you know, I, you know, want to, you know, and we don't want to, like, be like, oh, you know, our people, you know, we're just like any other people, you know, there are problems in every race and stuff, but, you know, we want to have confidence when we do business with each other that we're going to keep it on the up and up. So I totally understand your frustration, you know.
Well, thank you for your consideration. If anybody knows about something I could do to get about it, I really would appreciate the assistance or know how I can develop a GoFundMe page or something. I've never had to do anything like that before. I've always worked. I worked over 34 years of my life and didn't ask nobody for nothing.
Well, do you have a Cash App?
A Cash App? No, no.
No?
No, no.
You like, I know Cash App, it gets, you know, it has this, you know, some people have they fans and some people don't mess with it, but Cash App is kind of because, you know, people want to send something just as, you know, just a love offering, and then you can give them your handle and they can send it to you straight away.
Can they just send it to you if there is somebody like that out there?
Well, just, you know what, if there's a handle you want to give, you're welcome to do it right now before we close out. If they want to contact you or inbox you on Facebook or something like that.
No, I don't have any of that.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So hopefully, you know, we can, you know, figure out anybody comment the message of this episode. You know, if you have any suggestions or if you've ever been in that situation as a landlord, you know, please, you know, send your comments or any advice in the text or the chat part of this episode. And I really appreciate you coming up with us today. And I hope that our, you know, our solution for everything 2024 is going to be a big year. And, you know, I think that, like, you at least putting a voice out to it and letting people know, like, there's a lot of things that are holes in the system that need to be corrected is important because, you know, you spoke about it. Any last words?
No. I just thank you for letting me express myself. Thank you.
All right, great. Okay, well, this is Yana Kanata signing off with Black Women Really Think. Peace.